Proclamation number 6235 of 11th of April, 1955. Struggle time before the end. Afflictions. You will still have to fight a difficult battle against yourselves and also against your enemies. You will be so oppressed from outside that you will find it difficult to give up everything, and therefore you will also have to struggle with yourselves so that earthly matter does not become a disaster for you. That you give up me for its sake. For you would make a bad exchange, because it will only last a short time when your body has to live in want and in miserable conditions. For I shorten the days for my own sake, because I know that they need much strength to stand firm against their enemies. And then they will receive the reward for their faithfulness. Therefore I warn and admonish you humans not to let yourselves be oppressed, no matter what may come over you. All this must proceed, and so the decision must also be demanded of you. But then you should also know that the end will soon be there, that I will come to fetch you. And that this very test of faith will mark you as my own. Therefore always remember that people can indeed kill the body but not your soul. And if you firmly believe this, your body will also endure everything, and I will give you the strength so that it will not feel as it appears to other people. It will certainly be a battle you wage against yourselves, yet only until you immerse yourselves in my word. Until you let me myself speak to you. Then a wondrous calm and strength will flow through you. And then you will not hesitate for a moment anymore, you will surrender what is demanded of you, but you will defend your faith with words which my spirit gives you. You will no longer feel fear but be my confessors with a joyful heart as soon as the confession for me and my name is demanded. But therefore I admonish you to let me speak to you first as often as possible. I therefore admonish you so that you already store up strength within yourselves, so that you don't get into inner distress first, so that you know what lies ahead of you and already detach yourselves from everything in your heart which will nevertheless be taken away from you if you want to remain faithful to me. You truly have nothing to fear if your heart belongs to me completely. Only for the lukewarm this battle is difficult. And to them I therefore speak urgently that they should prepare themselves for the time of battle when it is a matter of proving loyalty to me or of denying me for the sake of the world and its goods. You, too, will have to take the path of the cross, yet you, too, can become conquerors of death. For my love will always helpfully stand by your side as soon as you are willing to testify for me. Yet again and again I must point out to you that it will be a battle, that you may not effortlessly acquire the palm of victory, but that you are capable of surviving the battle and therefore should only prepare yourselves. That you should remain in constant contact with me and then also constantly draw strength to endure until the end. You, who are allowed to receive my word, you are blessed, for you constantly receive strength, and you can also pass on the word with its strength. Then you will have to make a special effort to also come to the aid of the weak, to lift them up and to make them understand the significance of a decision for or against me. You will be specially trained for this time of battle and you need not fear any failure because you have offered yourselves as fighters for me and I myself will fight by your side. But you must be restlessly active to represent me in my word beforehand, You must prove yourselves as my true servants on earth, who only ever carry out the Lord's order and proclaim me and also the near end. You must willingly let yourselves be guided and recognize everything as my guidance. And your work will be blessed and bear fruit in the coming time of battle. You yourselves will rule your office full of strength and distribute strength in the richest measure to all who listen to you and want to remain faithful to me. Amen.